Until just 3 years ago, Pajala was often featured in the Swedish media as an example of what depopulation was doing to small northern communities. In the 1980s, the town famously advertised abroad for wives for its aging bachelors, with little success. In the last 50 years, the population dropped by a half, down to 6,500, as people moved south for education and jobs. But all that changed when work at the local mine got underway in 2010. Now the local mayor, Kurt Wennberg, brandishes proof that the tide has turned, proudly waving the latest population figures, which show an increase of 200 people last year, mostly young and including 50 newborn babies. Hej Kurt.
Det känns bra. Det största är att det här har gett oss en framtidstro. Nu finns möjlighet att stanna kvar.
It feels good, he says. The mine has given us new hope for the future, the possibility to stay here and find work. Before it was just negative, high immigration, and the people who stayed were getting older and older. But he says the main challenge is to get more people to move to Pajala and to pay taxes there. Otherwise, the fear is that it will become an oil rig economy with mine workers flying in and out with little benefit to the local community. But at the moment, there's little sign of that happening. The prospect of about 2,000 jobs, directly or indirectly related to the mine, has created an upsurge of optimism that's not easily dampened by the worrying news about the financial state of the Canadian mining company. Johan Valitalo is a 25-year-old carpenter on his morning coffee break.
Now it's so different. There's a lot of work because they're moving so much people here, and the building is, how do you say, old. You have to do some changes because people want to live in a high standard. And
how much work is there now?
As usually, you can take vacation in the winter, many two, three weeks. But now you don't have any vacation at all, not even in the summer.
What do you think of all this talk at the moment with the mine? Are you worried about that?
No, I'm not worried. It's such a big investment, so I'm not worried at all.
Apart from companies directly contracted to the mine, the building trade and hotels have been the biggest beneficiaries so far. Kent Nielsen owns a local hotel where a lot of mine workers stay. Canadian accents echo around the breakfast room.
Men gymnasiet var slut, så då sökte man. Det var helt instan. Min dotter till exempel, den här ljusåliga.
Just a few years ago, young people like my daughter over there wouldn't even have considered staying in Pajala after school. But you don't hear that kind of talk anymore, he said, explaining that three of his children now work in the family business.
I 50 år har jag blivit uppfostrad att det här går åt helvete förr eller senare.
Since I was small, he says, I always heard that this place was going to hell one day or another. But all of a sudden, everything changed. And now they're even building roundabouts here to cope with the traffic. Hossein, a chef at the hotel originally from Egypt, moved here from Luleå a few months ago and is still adapting to the change of pace.
It's little but quiet. It's kind of a special life. You need to like the atmosphere and the people. You have to be like social and you have to create your own life in this city. But I think they have to build more houses and flats and all this because they really need. It's too small place to live here in Pajala. They need also to build more cafes, shopping and more stuff so to make people attractive to come up here, because I think there is a nice future in this city.
So far the pace of building in Pajala has been slow, and without good affordable accommodation and other amenities, it may be hard to attract mine workers to locate their families here. Mayor Kurt Wennberg again.
Just nu håller vi på att jobba väldigt mycket med bostäder.
We're working a lot with housing, he says. We've got about 1,300 on waiting lists for an apartment, and we're gradually building more and getting in private developers. But he says there's a lot of other development needed here too. A new waterworks, a new school, preschools.
En ny skola här i centralorten Pajala.
Wennberg says the regional and central government should help to finance the infrastructure needed to accommodate more people in the town. That's going to cost nearly 350 million crowns over the next 3 years, and the local council's budget is 20 times less than that. So the money will have to come from bank loans. But unlike many mayors around Sweden in mining areas, Venberg is not positive about getting the mining company to pay. They currently get off with a 0.2% tax compared to 30% in other mining countries like Australia. He says if you raise the tax, it would not be viable for the company given the huge investments needed to get the mine started. And what about a B plan for Pajala if the mine goes bust? Well, there isn't one. And it's hard to find anyone in Pajala, especially the mayor, who would even consider that.
Vi har ju svårt att se det. Gruvan finns på plats, den går inte att flytta från kommunen.
It's hard to see that happening. The mine would still be there. You can't move it, he says. There's a state-of-the-art infrastructure and transport system. The ore is being shipped out already, and the world is crying out for more ore. Everything's in place for a mine operation to continue here.
Alla förutsättningar finns som på plats att det får bli en fortsatt gruvdrift.